chat roulette, less anonymous than you might think. This is Future Tense from American Public Media. I'm John Gordon. You've probably heard a lot about chat roulette already. It's the service that connects you and a random stranger by webcam. Some people behave rather outrageously and inappropriately on chat roulette, partly out of a belief that they can be completely anonymous. Well, a new site, chatroulettemap.com, which is a kind of mashup between chat roulette and a Google map, shows how participants are revealing some information about their location. Future Tense news analyst Dwight Silverman joins us now, not by chat roulette, but by Skype. Hey, Dwight.
We should have done this by chat roulette, John.
No, I will not be caught on that. I don't want to see things. So tell us about chatroulettemap.com. What is it?
Well, it's a website that takes the some of the information about the connections between people on chat roulette and maps them on a Google map. It's a simple mashup. They're very common. But what it does, interestingly, is to not only map the location, but provide a picture of the person using chat roulette. So just as you might find inappropriate images on chat roulette, you can also find them on this map. So for those who are listening and may be interested to click around, it's not any safer than the original site.
How does chat roulette map determine the location of these users? Is it by the computer's unique IP address?
Yes, it uses the IP address. Exactly how it gets that is not clear on the site, but my suspicion is that it's making random connections to chat roulette just as though it was a webcam, and then gathering that information as it does, and then maps it on the site.
How accurate is the location information that chat roulette map uses?
In order to test this, I connected first to a site called ip2location.com. You can go to the site, it reads your IP address, and gives you a latitude and longitude. You can then take that latitude and longitude and put it into Google Maps, and it'll give you a location. And this is the same information that Chat Roulette Map would use. It put the location about a mile from my house, and I thought, oh, that's pretty interesting. And I mentioned this in the blog post I did today. Well, other people in Houston also went through the same exercise, and some of them got the exact same address, but they were miles and miles and miles away. Houston is like Los Angeles. It's very spread out. And so it turns out that there's a big data center there, and that's what was coming up. So depending on your internet provider, it may or may not have a lot of information.
In some cases, your IP address can actually reveal an uncomfortable amount, right?
So, for example, when you first go to Chat Roulette Map, there's the whoever has created the site has a notice up on it that where he's talking to the University of Maine, maine.edu, telling them that they probably should not put their students' names as part of their internet connection. So if you connect to one of these, one of the computers that the students have at the University of Maine, you can figure out their names. And apparently the Chat Roulette Map server has been stripping that information out. But my suspicion is that the folks at maine.edu may have some work they need to do.
Dwight Silverman writes about technology for the Houston Chronicle. This is Future Tense. I'm John Gordon.